So we are reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 19, text 29. Samam pasyami sarvatra samabhashitam ishvaram na inasti atmanatmanam tadyati param gatim. Samam equally pasyam seeing I certainly sarvatra everywhere samavastitam equally situated isvaram the super soul na does not inasti degrade atmana by the mind atmanam the soul tata then yati reaches param the transcendental gatim destination. First I start to speak, my English is very bad, my Italian is very bad, so I don't know how you can hear my class. I gave only one class in English, one in Mayapur, one in London,
and one here,
the third. Yeah, so one in Chopati also. I don't travel too much. Anyway, one who sees the super soul equally present everywhere in every living being does not degrade himself by his mind. Thus, he approaches the transcendental destination. You repeat after the purport the verse again. Now read the purport. You have the verse all together. No? Okay. Purport of Srila Prabhupada. The living entity, by accepting its material existence, has become situated differently than in his spiritual existence. But if one understands that the Supreme is situated in his Paramatma manifestation everywhere, that is, if one can see the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in every living entity, he does not degrade himself by a destructive mentality, and therefore gradually advances to the spiritual world. The mind is generally addicted to sense gratification processes, but when the mind turns to the super soul, one becomes advanced in spiritual understanding. What is the Paramatma? Paramatma is like Prabhupada gives the example of Paramatma. The heaven is in the city. How is it called this city? In Lubyan, sorry. I take medicine for my thyroid. My mind sometimes forget. They have a festival. The city does festival. They have music, dancing. They do, no? So Prabhupada said Paramatma is like when the city hall, he gives a festival. Usually it's temporary. 3 days, 1 week, 1 month, more than 1 month is very difficult. So he send his representative to check that everything is okay. If there is a medical structure, if the light are okay, if the people is not in danger, you know. So after the festival finishes, he goes back to his normal work or goes to another festival. So when we fall down this material world, no, Krishna assigned to us a one form of Vishnu we call Paramatma. And this Paramatma acts like the city hall representative. No, he stays with us until we are in this festival of this material world. So we stay in this material world from memory of time, and we have this representative of Krishna, we call Paramatma, no, super soul, in every living being, in every atom, in every part of this, even in every part of this material energy. And what the Paramatma does is checking that we are okay. No. Even if you have material desire, Paramatma will fulfill your desire. Like the material world, for material attainment, for material, you understand? For getting something, you know, like sport, musician, business, no, they ask Paramatma, I want to be a big businessman, I want to be a big sportman. No, I want a nice girl. The girl asks for a nice man. So the thing, if you ask, Krishna is so merciful that he gives to you. Maybe not in one life. Maybe you decide to have a big businessman. Maybe not this life, but next life. No, you will reach the result. If you work for this project that you have. So Paramatma is very merciful. No. One time, Prabhupada was in a morning walk in Hawaii, and there was many fish that go back, gamberi. They go back. They walk back, and they go get gamberetti. Small animal, like big, you know, like Anyway, it's a. It can be in the water, outside the water. They make all in the sand. And one day was this one Mataji, was Govinda Dasi, who looked at by instinct they go toward the sea. And they walk and they go toward the sea. And Prabhupada look here. What instinct is a Paramatma? So Paramatma, you know, the animals without Paramatma cannot live. They cannot eat. They cannot do anything. No, it's not extinct. It's Paramatma. So, the material life, you know, all level, animal, plant, a human being, you know, Paramatma is the one whose control has fulfilled the desire. So in this verse, we learn that when we see the super soul no, equally present everywhere in every living being. No, you cannot degrade yourself. So I think it's a very high level of Krishna consciousness. You know, I was working with Maharaj in Bila Vrindavana. And he was walking, Maharaj Radhanaswami. And he saw a few ants for me. He said, stop. No, be careful to don't. No. So not everyone of us does like that, you know. I did sometimes. You know. But when you see in every living being, the Paramatma, you become aware, you know, of the presence of the God in every living being. But this is very high result. No? If you tell to everyone, who is conscious that when you walk in the street, now maybe you find a butchery shop with animal, when you look him, you think he's a demon. No, nobody else thinks he is a living being with the Paramatma in the body. So it's very high level to reach. No? And if I ask to you, who, when you walk in the street, when you go to preach, when to speak with people, when you become angry, sometimes with devotees, no, who of you no, is conscious of this important verse of Bhagavad Gita? No, I think nobody of us. No? Maybe myself not. Who does? Some of you realize Paramatma? We imagine we go many times in St. Francis' place, in my town, and Prabhupada says St. Francis realized Paramatma. Prabhupada said in Austria, in Australia, in the church of Francis monks, Prabhupada said, they explained out to Prabhupada, he was speaking with a bird, no, you see everyone at the same level, no, you see animal like brother, you know, even the moon, no, sorella luna, fratello frate, fratello sole, you know what it means? A sun brother and moon sister. I was calling the moon like a sister and the sun like brother. So some friends realize Paramatma. But no, he was not so conscious that Paramatma was Krishna, Vishnu, in the heart of every living entity. No, he was like a realization cover of Paramatma. No, he see everyone at the same level. No, he was conscious of Paramatma in a sentimental way. Without knowing, he was Vishnu for harms inside. But anyway, his result was good, because he realized, like we call Christian people sometimes very sentimental, no? And because they feel God, but they are not aware of who is God. No? Everyone can feel God. No? When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, and we hear the sound vibration of the Maha Mantra. No, if we are very careful to hear the sound, you know. So how we chant the Krishna Maha Mantra? We chant and we hear. No. Shravanam, Kirtanam. No. Kirtanam, Shravanam. No. So every mantra comes out from our mouth, goes in the ear. No. If we chant in a big concentration, no, on the sound vibration, we feel, no, that the Maha Mantra is not different from Krishna. So our realization of the Paramatma comes from the Maha Mantra. Doesn't come from, no, I want to look inside your body, no? Open, I want to see the Paramatma. No, I go to the hands. No, it doesn't come like this, no, searching, no, open, no. It comes from realization through the Maha Mantra. No. So, through the Maha Mantra, it will be very difficult for us, no, at the end of our life, actually, realize, to see Vishnu in the heart. But it will be very, I'm sure, very easily, no, we remember Krishna through the sound vibration. I saw many devotees left the body, no, in the bed, no, chanting Maha Mantra, not looking at the Paramatma. So the difference from Vaishnava and other religious people, no, they can feel God, they can feel God in every living entities. It's like many people is attached to cats and dogs. You know, many people is attached to white people. Many people doesn't hate black people. Many people eats yellow people. You know, they are feeling in that people paramatta, not in the other. They see some people at the same level, some people they hit, actually. So it is coming from sentimental ignorance. To feel paramatta in every living entity is very, very, very complicated in Kali Yuga. Actually, this is a yoga system. Yogi stay for thousands of years in meditation on Krishna and the heart. And sometimes the yogi, but not in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, you never find the yogi. If you go in Himalaya, if you go in every place you can go, cover place, ashram, monks, you never find someone who realizes Paramatma. So our realization from Paramatma is coming from the Mahamantra. The Mahamantra opens our intelligence, Buddhi Yoga. With that intelligence, we understand that every living entity is part and parcel of God. Everyone has a Vishnu coming down in the heart. So for this reason, we start, we maintain preaching program at the temple. Preaching program at the temple is coming from our understanding of every living entity. God must get the opportunity to hear the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I say in the class yesterday, Prabhupada Desh, that we have a depth with the spiritual master. You have to pay the debt only giving the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to other people. So you receive for the spiritual master, and you have to give someone else. This parampara system is not only from Narada Muni to Srila Prabhupada to other spiritual master. Parampara system is also our system. We are part of parampara system. So we cannot stop. Cannot stop in ourselves, the parampara is continuous. So continuous means to preach to others the message of Krishna, and I make other people happy. All this Bhagavad Gita philosophy, all the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the books that we read every day, is meant for making other people Krishna consciousness. So when we chant the Krishna Mahamantra in the street, like tomorrow, we make a plan to go to Dharana. Sometimes you don't see so much result. When we speak, we chant Hare Krishna, Paramatma knows very well what is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But Paramatma doesn't work inside that body because he heard Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The Mahamantra works in their soul. We don't chant Hare Krishna to sit for the Paramatma. It's Krishna. He doesn't need to hear our mantra, our singing. But if you chant Hare Krishna and that person hears the Mahamantra, Paramatma, his work is facilitated, become more easy. So we are helping the Paramatma in his mission. So when the festival in the city will finish, the mayor assistant go back. So when we finish our life in this material world, Paramatma goes back in Vaikuntha. So we cannot maybe see Paramatma in every living entity, but we can help Paramatma. Atman. No. If you change the living entity, no, we reach, Prabhupada said, when you chant Hare Krishna. No, the spiritual vibration goes at every level, no, of material body, subtle body and gross body. No, you go through all level after you reach, no, the intelligence, it goes to the soul. When you reach the soul, you know, the soul is going to wake up. And when he wakes up, the relation with the soul and Paramatma start. So at that time, the spiritual soul, no, after a million of years, can be ready to hear the real instruction of Paramatma. So he starts to ask, you know, oh, I'm suffering so much in this material world, what I can do now? No? Maybe in that state of mind, no, you can hear Paramatma. Paramatma is everything. Paramatma, he knows all your life, million life. He knows that 1 million life ago, maybe you kill one woman, or maybe the woman, no, you was a woman, you kill a man, or you did a very nice, you know, ismo. I don't know in English, you know, charity, you know, good for animals, social work, you know. No. Maybe Paramatma knows everything. Okay, in previous life, he was a Bengali devotee, maybe. No, in this life, you're born here. No, he knows everything. He knows all your story. Hey, you know, hey, the Paramatma. Ah, maybe this life, no, I can do, you know. After many lives, you know, like this, a million lives. So now we are in this temple. You know, Paramatma knows all your story. Who you was the previous life, who you was previous life, how you was million lives before. No, and now he's very happy because, oh, you know, you are a Vaishnava. You put tilak in the morning, you chant japa. I hope this, maybe I take this from, no, to Krishna, to spiritual world. So this is Paramatma, no, is working like this. So now, no, we ask the Panchatattva, no, Panchatattva, Atma Krishna, Bhattarupa, Svarupakam, Panchatattva, no, now we are conscious and we have a friend, no, again, he can help us. So, speak to him, not to push a lot our spiritual devotional service, so that in the end we can see the presence of the Supreme Personality of God. So this result for us is not rich if we stay, no, if we look, no, every living entity. Ah, you're okay. Ah, you're Paramatma. No. We reach the result, no, only with devotional service, no, only chanting Hare Krishna. And only if we can understand, no, the position of the spiritual soul in the body, who is in our body. No, like the simple is the tree, no, with a testimony. No, you see, I don't remember the English translation. Anyway, it's a witness. No, a witness in our body, and we can understand that through, no, this team, you know, we are a team, you know. Now, we are not anymore alone. This team can work, we can work together to reach the final result. So this is Paramatma behavior inside every one of us. My English words are finished. I could speak Italian a little more. No, it's not easy for me. To give class in English is very difficult for me. Usually I give in Italian, someone translate in English. No, but to give in English. No. So there is any question? I don't think so.
I have one.
You have one? Please. I try to answer in English. You are online? You are online.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Just I to know what is the relationship to Atma and Paramatma. We are now Atma serve to Paramatma.
Atma?
Serve to Paramatma. But how will be animal, how will be served to Paramatma? Human being?
Animal?
Yeah. He also have body, Atma also have, same like my body.
Actually, we don't serve Paramatma.
Huh?
Actually, we don't serve Paramatma. We serve the holy name. No, we serve the mantra of Krishna. No, we chant Hare Krishna is a service for the mantra, no? For Krishna. The spiritual master, when you get initiation, the spiritual master give you, no, they start you on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Nama initiation. No, the Paramatma is another, he has another service. No? He has not we don't reach Paramatma. It's not the, we chant Hare Krishna and we change ourselves, the soul. So we can hear the Paramatma. No? So you chant Hare Krishna, we don't serve Paramatma. It's a purification for our, no? Our body now is covering everything. And when we chant Hare Krishna, the divine vibration go, no, level by level, no, layer by layer, goes inside, reaches the soul. So the Paramatma will be, he has a facilitation, no? He's going to speak with our in different mood, because now we are devotees. Animal, they have Paramatma, no? No, and only the human being, no? They have a consciousness of who I am, no? The animal don't have the intelligence, no, to choose. If you kill the animal, he has to take birth again in that body. This is the reason we don't kill any animal. If you kill a cow, no, the cow has to get another cow body. So the animal, the Paramatma, how the Paramatma help the animal to reach the end of the life, to go in next level, 8,400,000 different form. There is a scala, I would say. There is a scale.
Step by step.
No, fish, vegetables, animals, in the end, human being. So, all the species, but not the human being, they have very easy life. Paramatma is teaching them how to eat, how to sleep, how to not diet. No? But now, the material world is not good even for animals. You know, you can find these bee, gabbiani, the bird on the ocean, the white. You can see in Rome, you can see them in Paris, you can see. You know, they are not anymore in the ocean. So even now in Kali Yuga, every animals, no, even Paramatma is helping them. They struggle for a simple life. It's not possible for them. No. So they cannot reach. Paramatma cannot work on them. He can only make them to arrive at the end of the life. So they can have another body, another body. When they reach human body, no, Paramatma, no, can work together with you to reach the final result. It's clear? So, presentation. Who are you?
My name is Akshaya Das.
Akshaya Das.
Akshaya Das.
Yeah. You stay in the temple?
No, I'm living outside, but I'm attending many programs in temple. Okay. Nice lecture, Prabhuji. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
For me to speak in English is a big result. to give a lesson.
You would like that I also give you a question, because I don't want to.
No, if you have a question, you can ask.
My question about Paramatma is because you know more.
I understand.
Yes.
Because online.
Yeah, we are just looking if the microphone is working. Dela, microphone, Dela. Yeah, working. So my question about Paramatma and Atma, it's about, as I understand from your lecture, Paramatma is so nice all the time. Is Paramatma making me sometimes give you hard time? I don't know. I mean, yeah.
No, it's like, you know, the mayor want to see the city clean, you know, the people happy, like the king, you know. In Satya Yuga, all the king want to see the population happy. If something goes wrong, his feeling, no, it was his fault. Like, in Kali Yuga, a small village, the mayor, you know, the mayor, the city boss, no, he want everyone happy. No? No? For the reason, he sent Paramatma, he sent his assistant to check. No, when you fall down the material world, nitya siddha, nitya baddha. There is spiritual soul never fall down. Nitya siddha. Nitya baddha, you can see in this room, you know, in the sky, in the ocean, there is a always in the material world. You know why the Nitya Baddha are in the material world? We are the same constitutional energy, no? We are spiritual soul. Part and parcel of Krishna. Nitya Siddha, they don't have this freedom. No? Can make you fall down. Nitya Baddha, they have this, Prabhupada called this, like they have inside this little freedom. No, Nitya Siddha don't have. They are just for eternal life. No, surrender to Krishna in the spiritual world. But some spiritual soul, like us, we are the same of the Nitya Siddha. No, they call us Nitya Baddha. No, always in the material world, forever. Because our constitutional position is different from Nitya Siddha. Same soul, eternity, no. Satchidananda, they say. But we have this kind of poison inside. No, they don't have. Why we have? No, easy to understand. So, but when the Nitya Baddha, they go back to Godhead, they become Nitya Siddha again. That symptom goes away. When, like, you have a disease, you have a chronic disease, you go to hospital, they cure you. they find your disease, they take out, you become like a normal person again. You are not bad, you are like him, only you have a small disease. Now if you can cure this disease, you become again a normal person. So why I speak about this now? There was some question. Yeah. So when you fall down the material world, Krishna is so kind. He comes with you. He comes with you. You know, Krishna comes, when you fall down the material world, Krishna comes with you. Just, he doesn't let you go alone. Because you are lost. Paramatma was not in our body. You are lost. You cannot even eat. You cannot even walk. The bird cannot fly. The ant cannot search for food. No. So Paramatma is always with you when you fall down. So kind. Because Krishna can expand himself in infinite form. No. So only Krishna can do such things. No? So you don't think you can act without Krishna knowing what you're doing. Krishna knows everything about you. Krishna knows everything about you. So devotee, they have knowledge of the Paramatma. They know. Paramatma is not there with a gang, you know. If you do a mistake, he's going to kill you. Paramatma is like that. He's very merciful. You know? He knows you have so much problem in this body. He knows of first or in the end you come to him. No, so this for this reason, this Sankirtan movement is very important to preach. Like this small temple, no, this nice temple, not small temple, it's a big temple actually. No, this big temple. No? No, it's very important, like Mayapur temple. I was telling him, don't think Mayapur temple is better than this temple. No. No, don't think the service you do in a Villa Vrindavan temple is better than your service. No. So Paramatma is the same, Krishna is the same, devotees are the same. So it's very important we feel, we have big power. We have big power because we know we are in a good hand. A chanting Hare Krishna make the soul fit to combine the process of Bhakti Yoga together with Krishna in the heart. Okay? Si panchatattva ki? Arenam sangha jagya ki? Sri Prabhupada ki? Not difficult question.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your inspiring sharing these words of wisdom. This
comes from Paramatma.
Yeah, sure.
One moment. I have a good feeling with Paramatma. I have a good feeling with my Paramatma. Not only for my Paramatma, not with you. I have many stories, but not now, not tomorrow.
This is a little personal question. Can you share with us, because you're practicing chanting Hare Krishna for 50 years, yes, this is more than we are our age, and can you share with us your realizations of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? What is your relationship with the holy name and how you chant? Can you give us advice? What worked for you in this sense? Because if you for 50 years...
It works for everyone. But it works for everyone. My realization, the best realization is in a kirtan. No? Kirtan with 50, 100 devotees in a temple like this. No, you can feel really, that some vibration is not material. No? When I do kirtan, sometimes I don't want to stop. No? Must be good kirtan. I want to chant. When you hear, because I like to lead kirtan. So when you chant, after you don't chant, you hear. 100 devotees chanting Hare Krishna, you hear, it's so blissful. Can you understand what is sound vibration? No, the Maha Mantra. No, in Java the same. When you chant Java, sometimes it's not easy to chant. Java chanting is not easy things. You don't think Java chanting Maha Mantra is easy. It's very difficult. It's easy when we chant like this. Every morning we chant 60 rounds. Very easy. No, we chant 50 rounds. No, 15 rounds, 16, 15, 16. Now it's finished. 5 minutes to finish. That is very easy. Hans, no, it's very difficult. 20 rounds, when you are really hear the sound vibration. Sometimes you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So you say Krishna, Krishna goes in the hair. No, Rama, Rama goes really in the hair. No, and when you start, maybe after 10 mantras, you lose again the concentration. And you think, I have to cook for deities now. No, I have to speak with the temple president because, or myself. No, I have to speak with my son because tomorrow to go to the. Anyway, so you stop and you start again. Okay, it works like that. You stop, and you start again. Nice. Hare Krishna. Usually Krishna, Krishna is the best part. Hare Krishna, easy. But Krishna, Krishna is there you must be concentrated. In Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama. So if because Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Anyway, you must hear all Maha Mantra always. What means here? You have to Hare Krishna, Krishna. You have to pronounce Krishna, Krishna. You must understand you are pronouncing Krishna, Krishna. It automatically going in the hair. How you put the Maha Mantra in the hair? Do you see Krishna, Krishna with your eyes? You see Krishna, Krishna with your... And you, when you pronounce Krishna, Krishna, all the mantra, all Krishna, Krishna, you put in the hair. No, after 10 mantra, 15 mantra, you understand the spiritual vibration. But you stop, after a few seconds, you stop again. You think another thing. So it's not easy to chant Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna. You cannot chant Hare Krishna during the day. You have to chant Hare Krishna after Mangal Arati. Because during the day, if you are okay to stay in the temple or not in the ashram, not in the city with people, Maha Mantra is better you chant during Japa time or before Mangal Arati. So this I don't chant always well. If you chant well, you realize Krishna. If you do kirtan, and you hear kirtan is not dancing, it's a fashion. Sometimes one dance for fashion. This dance I'm dancing also. Because you hear when everyone answers, here to hear, and that is more powerful than japa. If you don't get a taste, at least in the kirtan, no, it'll be very difficult to keep and to keep maya away. You don't have other means. Prasad is good, this is nice, devotees are the best. You know, sankhya is the best thing you can do. But if you don't chant japa properly, it will be very difficult to. Sometimes you chant japa properly, but not always. No. So we have to, this chanting japa is the most important thing. So my realization is, no, I like kirtan because not with two devotees. Kirtan with 50, 100 devotees, I prefer. I prefer 100 devotees than 1,000. You know, sometimes in a small temple like this, when it's filled up, you can have the best kirtan. If everyone hears the sound. No? So if everyone is concentrated in hearing, no, to put inside, like to go inside, you know. You know, after 10 times, 20 times you hear, it's better. No, there's no limitation. If you hear properly. If you stop to hear, you start again. You know. Must be, if you can chant more rounds without distraction, only hearing is possible. No, you can hear different sounds. You know, the Mahamantra sometimes change sounds. You know, you can feel one sound coming under the Mahamantra. You know, in Hare Krishna, you know, sometimes it gets so nice. You know, you know, happen to you also. You know? So you. Can become a perfect devotee if you understand the sound vibration. He is Krishna himself. Yeah. So Krishna takes the form of the sound vibration. Krishna, every mantra comes out is a form of Krishna. It is one form of Krishna who takes birth in your tongue. This you must understand. You are not chanting some sentimental prayer. We don't dance for, you know, not for, because. Sometimes we dance, we are happy to be devotees. You know? Sometimes, you know, you don't know, you meet many devotees, you don't see, it's spontaneous to chant, to dance, you know. But if you hear the sound vibration, it's much better. No. You can chant sentimentally all your life. If you chant properly, no, you get realization. And you get strength. What is strength? It's coming from the purification of the heart, the soul. If you chant properly, the soul purify. If you don't chant properly, the soul slowly purify. This is my realization. No, it's not so much, but you know, I can tell you, if you chant properly, it will be very nice. To hear the Mahamantra is very nice. I see sometimes guests, you know, they close their eyes and they understand, maybe, and they are in ecstasy. You know, so the Mahamantra works. If you don't chant properly for 10 years, no. After you can chant properly, it's perfect anyway. Sometimes, if you don't practice your what you do in your life, you make bread in the oven. What do? You teach?
No, I am. I'm working in a
Rest, okay. Maybe they teach you to work in the restaurant. No? If you don't go in the restaurant for 10 years, when you go back, you have to learn again because, you know, I forgot. For my mantra, it's not like this. If you chant properly for 1 year, if after for 1 year you don't chant properly, when you start to chant properly, you don't lose anything. You start, okay, my mantra is immediately efficient. Doesn't need history. No. Reading Bhagavad Gita the first time, but after 1 year, no. It's very important to do, no. My mantra doesn't need to be always good. It's better if you chant in a good way. But if you, because your wife left you, or your mother died, no, you are, you know, you cannot chant sometimes. No, it's too, you suffer too much. Maybe you win the lottery, 100 million euro. Maybe you stop to chant, and I don't need any more, mama. So when you chant again, no, you don't need the history to be good. You can be good the first round. The first round, you have good concentration. It's like you concentrate for many rounds. But to keep chanting properly is not easy. It's very difficult. I tell you, after 50 years, you know, to stay there, concentrate. I think when I chant, if I hear, after I can give a good class, because I hear the Maha Mantra, I was very happy. This happiness after you can manifest in cooking, in giving class, in arena, even in kirtan. I am a kirtan leader, but not all the kirtan the same. Sometimes, if I don't chant properly my rounds, my japa, maybe you do kirtan, you are concentrating the hearing, the all the devotees. So chanting japa means, in a good way, means all the service that coming after. Are very easy to do. This is very important. This is a temple life. This is the real important temple life, to stay with the devotees. And take the opportunity, don't lose time. Take the opportunity to stay together, chant together. Okay? You have something extra to say? Okay? It's 8:15, it's too late. Hare Krishna. Bhagavad Gita Kijaya.